As we prepare for the message this morning, would you bow with me? Would you focus heart and mind in prayer? Let's pray. Amen. I was a freshman in college. And in that moment, it was just this topsy-turvy world of a brand new town with a brand new school with, I couldn't even say that I had brand new friends yet. I didn't have those friends at that moment. This would have been about 3 weeks into that very, very first semester. I was assigned a roommate. He was from Minnesota, so I was learning who he was. And I was assigned to live in Watson Hall. Watson Hall was built in 1924. It was this great, big, three-story, amazing building, still is today. It was built out of solid concrete, brick, terrazzo, and oak. There was a night, I was sound asleep, when some of the rowdy guys in the dorm decided that they were going to have some fun with us. And so they pennied the entire dorm in. Pennied. Here's a penny. There's how thick a penny is. All right, so with those solid oak doors, what these guys would do, in order to penny a door shut, it took one, two, or three strong men to do this. What they would do is come quietly up to your dorm room door, and of course, we were all locking, we all had our deadbolts on in the night so nobody would come in, and they would take with one or two guys, and they would push the top of the door, and they would actually bend that solid oak door, and they would take one penny, 2 pennies, 3, whatever they could get, and they would push those pennies into the crack. In effect, what they did was they left the door permanently bowed, and that meant that it jammed the deadbolt. And that meant that you were locked in. You were just stuck. In the morning, we all woke up and tried to get out of our doors. It wasn't just one door. It wasn't just one floor. It was the whole dorm. And so you wound up with all these guys. Well, you could tell that something was going on. There was extra noise out in the hallways. Even though you couldn't open your door, you could tell somebody was out there and something was happening. So you had your choice on how to react to this. You could, if you wanted, start cussing and pounding and getting mad at it and trying to get out. That didn't seem to work well with me. Or if you wanted, you could call a friend and see if they could come over and unjam the door. That might work. This was in the days before cell phones, so it might work if you could remember your friend's phone number. It was so early in the year, all of the directories weren't out yet. Good luck on that. That one didn't work for me. Or you could choose the option that I did, and that was, oh, well, I guess I'm just going to sit here until somebody opens my door. And so I sat. And I knew they were coming. I knew somebody was coming. I knew something was happening. And then I heard commotion outside my door. I heard activity. And then came this knock. And a quiet voice from the other side of the door that said, "Okay, you can open it now." I love that image. For generations, the picture of Jesus standing at the door knocking stood on the altar in our congregation. I love this. From the book of Revelation, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who answers, anyone who opens the door, I will come in and we will eat together. Behold, I stand at the door and knock." As we are walking together through Lent and getting closer to Easter, we're following this pattern that has surprised the world. What we're saying inside of these weeks is that sometimes the biggest surprise that the world can have of our faith is when our faith is quietly and effectively lived out. It's not the big, huge responses. It's the small, quiet responses. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Doors are incredibly important in our lives. Sometimes we use a door to keep others out. We want the privacy, we want our own space, and so we keep people out with our door. But sometimes it's just the opposite. When you wake up at the beginning of your freshman year and find out that you can't open the door, it's because somebody wanted to keep you in. And then that door opens. We have the choice. Sometimes the doors are closed, and sometimes we are able to open and let the inside and the outside flow in between. This is what we're about. Inside of Surprise the World, we're following the acronym BELLS, B-E-L-L-S. Bless others. Eat together. Today, listen to the Holy Spirit. Next week, learn about Jesus. Send each other. This is who we are and what we're about. Today, we listen to the Holy Spirit. What is this Holy Spirit? How would you define that? I mean, as a Christian, we believe in the Holy Trinity. We believe that there is God, who is our Creator, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, God in the flesh, come to earth. And we believe that when Jesus come in the flesh is now gone, that there is a Spirit of God that is also here, still on the earth. This Spirit, sometimes we interpret this Spirit as coming in the rush and the roar of a mighty wind. Sometimes we hear about the Holy Spirit in the speaking of tongues. We hear about the Holy Spirit in magical, mystical healings. We hear about the Holy Spirit as this energy that is just enormous. And for many of us as Christians, that is our experience. That is so incredibly real. But then there are others. And this is what I want to speak into today. For many who are Christian, the Holy Spirit is not a loud and raucous happening. Instead, it is a quiet whisper that simply guides us in our lives. This is what we're learning to do today, is to listen to the Holy Spirit. When we hear that knock, listen. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who would open, I will come in. This is not just the presence of God, our Creator, not just the presence of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit, our guide, moving us, shaping us, sending us, forming us. This is who we are, people who listen to the Holy Spirit. I love the story that is told of the Old Testament prophet Elijah. Elijah had been in interaction with the king and the queen. He was in trouble. They were after him. He was running for his life. If they caught him, they would kill him. He was exhausted. And as he collapsed out in the desert, he had a vision, and the voice of God came to him and said, Elijah, I'm still with you. I'm protecting you. I want to show you who I am. And he said, Elijah, go up on the mountain. And Elijah went up on the mountain, and this voice of God said, Elijah, why are you here? And Elijah said, I want to be in God's presence, is in effect what he was saying. There was a wind, huge wind, that cracked the rocks. But God's presence was not in that wind. There was an earthquake, and there was fire, and there was storm. God's presence was not in any of it. And then there was silence. Absolute stillness. And Elijah knew that this was the living presence of God. And a voice whispered to him that said, "Elijah, why are you here?" We believe in listening for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is all around us, like a fish swimming in water. We swim, we live, we eat, we breathe in the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is all around us. The Holy Spirit is in and through us. This is true for us each as individual followers of Jesus Christ. But it is also true for us as gathered Christians. It is true for us in study. It is true for us in prayer. It is true for us in worship. It is true for us as the body of Christ who are gathered. When we say that we are the body of Christ, it is because we are in the holy presence, the living Spirit of God. This is who we are. So how then do we listen to that? Listen. I stand at the door and knock. It means that we have to listen. And it means then that if that door is waiting to be opened, that we need to open it. I love the old doors. We keep them down in a storage room and we have not cleaned them at all. They're filthy. Sometimes the doors that we want to walk through inside of our Christian life are those doors that are new and shiny and glitzy and exciting. And there are other times when the doors that we are being invited to walk through are the old, filthy doors that don't look very inviting at all. And yet, God invites us with the Holy Spirit knocking on our doors. Now, I want you to notice, if you ever take a close-up look at this picture that Warner Salmon painted. He painted this picture back in World War II. And I want you to notice that there is no doorknob. The doorknob is on the inside. And I want you to notice the plants, the growth, the shrubbery that surrounds this picture of Christ. When you look, what you will see is that it is in the shape of a heart. The Holy Spirit, this presence of God, the living Jesus, stands at the door and knocks. Sometimes that door is new and exciting, and sometimes that door is old. And sometimes that door is just filthy and just makes a mess in our lives. But it's a Holy Spirit mess, and this is what we need to be open for. How is it that the Holy Spirit moves inside of our lives? Are we listening? If you want to hear the Holy Spirit, there are moments when you must be still. You must be still. Psalm 46 specifically says, "Be still. And know that I am God." How do you do that? Well, you do that when we listen to the words of Jesus that we heard from the Sermon on the Mount today, from Matthew chapter 6, when Jesus says, when you pray, not if you pray, when you pray, don't be standing out and showing off. No. Go into the privacy where God is waiting for you. Go into your closet, your prayer closet. Go into your room. Shut yourself away from the world. And now listen. So many times we are taught that prayer means that we have to speak to God. It's all about the words. It's all about what we are asking of God. No. No, a huge part of prayer is all about listening to God. If we are going to listen to the Holy Spirit, that means that there comes a time when we have to sit down and shut up. It's not our voice that is the voice we need to hear. In the quietness, as we simply relax and are still in God's holy presence, we have the ability to listen. And what I want you to hear inside of this is that it's not just a 5-minute sit down, be quiet, and you got an answer. No, 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 no. When we listen to God, it means that we are listening to God day after day, year after year. There are times when the answers to prayer literally take generations. And you may not even be alive for the answer to your prayer. The generation that receives the answer may be 1 and 2 and 3 down the road. It can be your kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, but prayer is answered. When we quiet ourselves, when we make ourselves still, when we remove ourselves from all the chaos of the world in order to listen. And this, I know in my life, is absolutely crucial right now. I'm watching my calendar, and I'm watching my calendar fill up. As we are now coming to the end of pandemic, we are all going to become more busy. Wait, what would happen if we would hang on to some of the quietness, some of the stillness, some of the family time, some of the meal time, some of the prayer time that we've had? I want to invite you to hang on to that which is incredibly valuable. What is it? What is it that we need to do? What is it that we need to do today in our church? One of the things that I know, because in my prayer, I'm quietly watching. I'm watching inside of our church. I'm watching inside of our community. And the needs that are rising are new. There are new food needs. There are new housing needs. There are new emotional needs. There are new assistance needs. There are new prayer needs. There are new worship needs. There are new needs surrounding us. But I will not know that. You will not know that. We will not know what they are until we together are still and listen. Instead of just jumping back into all the activity that life has to give, stop. Stop. Today I want to invite you to listen to the Holy Spirit. And in order to do that, you need to be in prayer. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Like a quiet knock that comes when your door has had the pennies taken out. You can open the door now. You can open the door now. Stop. Open the door. Let Christ in. Sit in the presence of the Holy Spirit inside of prayer. But take the time and know that God is listening. May it be that this week we together listen to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you pray with me? Holy Spirit, fill us. Fill us with that loud rushing wind, or Lord, fill us with that still small voice. We listen for you. Help us to open the door in Jesus' name. Amen.